All right, let me give you a bonus topic. And the bonus topic, because we're really coming on to the summer vacation time, is how do you prepare as a wholesaler to have peace of mind when you're on vacation? And I want to give you eight things to think about. So it's just a bonus topic for you today. As a matter of fact, I just came out of a one-on-one coaching session where I covered this with a client. I said, you know what, in case we have a little extra time today, I want to give it to you guys. So here's eight things you can do as you prepare for vacation, because if you're like me, vacations are relaxing and stressful all at the same time. They're relaxing because we want to get away and decompress and have some us time and family time and all that good stuff. And they're stressful because we still have a business to run. We still get paid on commission, and we have to make sure that things are cooking while we're not in the office. Idea number one, I want you to call all your top producers before you go. Call every single one of them up, whether that's a top 50 list or a top 25 list. Call every single one of them up and just say, FYI, I'm out of the office the week of June the 3rd. If you need anything while I'm away, please know that my internal is fully prepared to handle virtually anything. So item one, call all producers and pre-prepare them for the fact that you're going to be out of town. Huge item. My coaching clients that do this find that their incidence of folks needing to break in on their vacation by leaving messages and emails goes way down. Some folks, if you're going to be in the country, some folks, depending on how you like to run your business, some folks say, well, I'll go ahead and give the top producer my phone number, which, by the way, results in very few, if any, phone calls. But it helps to diffuse the notion of inavailability. Hey, he's there, but you know what? I can wait till he gets back. Not a problem. Idea number two, have a backup. So you might have an internal wholesaler that you're very comfortable with, been with you a good long time. However, you may not have an internal wholesaler, or you may have an internal wholesaler that's new or not as experienced that you're not very satisfied with. Recommendation number two is that you create a backup. So the backup is your go-to colleague that you can give to your top producers on a just-in-case basis. So, Jane, I'm calling today to let you know I'm going to be out of town. Just in case anything comes up, here's my number. Make sure you dial it if you need me. And, by the way, if you have something that really goes haywire and you need to talk to somebody, call Jack. He's my colleague. He's located two territories over. He knows that he's on call for my top producers. That's idea number two. Idea number three, sounds basic, but not enough people do it. I see it all the time. Use your out-of-office successfully. So make sure your voicemail is set up effectively. Make sure your email is set up effectively. Tells them not only that you're going to be on, but who to contact, what am I supposed to do. And by the way, out-of-office is depending on the firm. I've had clients say to me that their firms don't want them to leave out-of-office messages. Well, I think that's a little ballistic. People have, I think, the courtesy of knowing where you are when you're not abundantly available to them, as I know most of you are highly responsive, if not all of you. That's idea number three. Idea number four is make sure you set up whatever home office notifications are necessary. So I'm kind of thinking about communication in a 360-degree fashion. So you're telling your producers that you're going to be out. Who at the home office needs to know that you're going to be on vacation? Maybe you have a marketing concept that's in the pipeline. Maybe you're trying to chew through something with compliance. Maybe you have somebody in the management structure that you're working through something with. Make sure that everybody knows. It's just proper communication, and again, will help lessen your burden while you're hopefully sitting on the beach or out on the boat or whatever the activity is that's helping you decompress. Idea number five, prospects that are in your pipeline, call them too. So your highest profile prospects that are in your pipeline, right? So we're already going to call the top 30 or 50 producers, but maybe there's 10 folks that are just on the cusp of something. You know, you just know that it's not going to be long before, you know, Mary unleashes, you know, a beautiful flood of business on you, and you just want to make sure that you don't lose the edge that you have. Call the prospects in the pipeline. Tell them the same thing. Hey, Mary, just want to let you know as a courtesy, we haven't really started engaging in business together, but I know we're having good dialogue. If you need me along the path, here's how you can get a hold of me while I'm on vacation, and or here's my backup, and or call my internal, whatever it means. And just think about how that sets you apart. Every other wholesaler just goes on vacation, doesn't tend to the prospects, isn't tilling that soil while they're away. You've tilled it before you leave, and that's highly memorable. Idea number six, send something out while you're gone. So in the case of the client that I was just working with, he's going on a 2.5-week honeymoon. We've already teed up the email he's going to send while he's gone, and it's going to auto-send from Outlook. So 10 days into his vacation, he's going to have something that goes out to this universe that he wants it to go to, in this case his top producers, that says something. You know, we don't want to throw it in his face that he's drinking Mai, or in their faces that he's drinking Mai Tais and on a beach, but we do want to say something that is, you know, human and connects, and just like, you know, you experience with my emails, there's some real stuff in there besides the corporate speak. While I'm on vacation, I just want you to let know that I was thinking about you, and I look forward to reengaging with you upon my return. Whatever it happens to be, an email while you're gone. Idea number seven is a mailing while you're gone. So you're going to email him while you're gone. In this case, he's gone 2.5 weeks. He's also sending a snail mail piece while he's gone. So, you know, one of the things that's important that I know we talk about is the notion of being present when you're not. So how do you build this virtual coverage in your territory? And one of the ways that you build the virtual coverage in your territory is building, again, this presence, as I know one firm calls it, presence in your absence. This is one way to do it, having that snail mail go out while you're gone. Number eight, have a to-do list for your internal. If you have an internal, make sure that they're very focused on what they are supposed to do. Don't leave it to chance. And then this particular client was asking me, is it appropriate to have an incentive for that? And the answer is, could be. Depends on your firm and your own personal philosophy about what is allowable or what you think is the opportune way to handle that. But having an incentive to handle the to-do list that's not just to do their J-O-B, but to do the stuff that's over and above, it's probably a pretty good idea, especially if you're going out for a little extended period of time.